It was really good, actually, a great experience. It was quite nerve-wracking and exciting all at the same time.
You've come in really cold into the ABAs because you've had 7 bouts, and really, a year ago, you were just a novice starting out, and now you've suddenly jumped, skipping the development championship straight into the deep end.
That's right. To be honest, I've never been to the ABAs before, so I had very little knowledge of what it was going to be like. And experience-wise, if you compare it to the girls I did fight, I was pretty much nothing. But at the same time, it's a good thing because no one expected too much from me, and I was either going to win or learn something.
You got through to the final, which we'll talk about in just a second, but you had the semi-final as well, and you're fighting GB boxers. So who did you fight in the semi-final?
I fought Gemma Smith. The last I heard, she had about 14 bouts. She won 7 of those, so she kind of won as many as I had fought. Yeah, it was really good. I was really nervous, but once I stepped into that ring and I threw a few shots, I knew I had her, and I managed to stop her just before the 3rd round. That was good.
Well, fantastic. It boosted the confidence, and it straight away beating Gemma. And then you got into the final. It was a good fight, but in the end you lost on a split decision, which was a bit disappointing in a way.
Yeah, really disappointing. But at the same time, I'm really happy with the way I handled that fight. This is against a girl who's a silver medalist, European silver medalist, Stacey Copeland. You know, she's had just under 30 bouts on her card. So for me, it's a huge accomplishment. And to get a split as well, which means it was really close, and I could have had that.
At the end of the final, if it was just going by the judges, you won 3-2 with the judges' decision, but because it comes down to random selection of the judges by the computer, you ended up losing 2-1.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, you always have 5 judges, and the computer selects 3 out of those. So I could have even won unanimous, but yeah, the way the computer works.
Obviously a great experience for you, especially, like you say, finding European silver medalists.
Absolutely, and I've learned so much from that, and it's just made me more hungry. And I'll be back there next year, and I'll win that belt.
Fantastic, that's what we like. Have you got more fights lined up?
Yeah, I've got a big one coming up, the Haringey Box Cup. That's happening on the 19th to the 21st of June. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be fighting again some really experienced boxers from many places, so it'll be good.
Yeah, and you find the benefits as well, because of course you've got a female boxing coach, haven't you? When the first time on the boxing team got that, are you finding the benefits having a female boxing coach?
Absolutely. I mean, having someone there just to concentrate on the girls takes the pressure off the rest of the coaches. You can work closely with her, and she'll learn you as much as you'll learn what she wants you to do. So it's great.
Yeah, and great having Bombardier Haynes there in the corner for you as well.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I couldn't have asked any more of her in that corner. She was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
And do you want to do a few shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd like to do a quick shout-out to a couple of boxing clubs that I went to. The Remy, the RNS Yeovilton, the Chelmsford Boys, and obviously the Army Boxing Team. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here right now. And obviously my family and friends who believed in me when I didn't.